Podcast this week is brought to you by Bloke and a Bar Beer.
Klutzy, I have been abstaining from blokes for a little bit too long.
Oh, dude.
And it's all coming to a head.
Oh, dude. I know exactly what you were talking about.
This Saturday, obviously, Josh and I will be taking part in the Podcast Royale. In preparation for the fight, I've given up the one thing that means most to me in life, and that is Bloke and a Bar Beer. And there's one thing that I'll be doing as soon as that bell goes in the final round.
Yeah, you can be rest assured that we will be fucking smashing so many blokes down our throats come Saturday night.
Yeah, and probably Sunday.
And Sunday.
Maybe even Monday.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going on a bender.
Yeah, we might go on a bender. Yeah,
we might go on a bender.
Maybe we should record a few eps, get ahead, and just go on a bender.
Yeah, fuck. I think we deserve it.
Yeah, I think we deserve it as well. And I think if you're listening to this, you deserve it.
Yeah, fucking oath. You deserve to go on a bender with blokes down your throat with Bloke and a Bar Beer.
That's
so
it.
Make sure you head to bloke.shop.
Blokeandabar.com.
Blokeandabar.com, sorry. You can also go to bloke.shop. They probably got some merch there too.
They do.
But go to bloke.com. Go to the store locator and put in your postcode to find where your nearest stockist is.
Get some bloke. You deserve it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Klutzy and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK,
okay.
Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically. Ooh, lovely. BBB Boost Week.
So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off using that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 of worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Hello, Clutz. And also, most probably, more than likely not, also darts. It's the Ford Falcon fuckwit. Not the Falcon. Still being a fuckwit. Currently sitting with one of my mates who I have aptly named the Commodore Cunt. How are you, Commodore Cunt?
Not good.
He's not good. We're in the kebab shop a little bit earlier, talking to some fine ladies of our Fortitude Valley. And Commodore Cunt, can you say what you said in front of the ladies?
Bazinga.
He said bazinga in front of the ladies. Aside the fact that we had zero chance of at all wooing these fine women of Brisbane, bro decided to say bazinga. Just want to leave you to that. Full Falcon forever. Commodore ever. Get fucked.
Beers. Blowing the froth off.
And welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Bluebet.
That's got time to ask about the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook and now we bring you the conversations that you'd more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. Classy Jesus, good to be here.
Yeah, mate, the Caxton Hotel, it's a great, great time always.
It always is a great time. This is our Blowing the Froth Off podcast where we hear from you guys, the beloved frothies. So if you do want to get in touch, give us a call and leave us a message on 07-3103-3389 or alternatively, hit the link in our Instagram and or TikTok bio.
It's as simple as that.
How are you, Josh?
Yeah, look, I'm fucking sore.
Same.
I am sore.
For those watching on YouTube, you might be able to see the size of my fucking nose.
Yeah. It's
massive, bigger than normal.
Yeah, a lot bigger than normal.
Because it's always quite big. Maybe that's part of the reason why it is bigger than normal, because I've such a big target. We had sparring last night. And I just got bullied.
Yeah, that's all right.
Shout out to Marty and Michael from the Fully Actual podcast. They train at our gym. Marty just, when I say bullied, he wasn't a mean. He wasn't
a cunt. He can just throw a jab.
Exactly. He's just a better boxer than me. He wasn't being a cunt at all. It's just what happens when you suck at fighting like I do.
Yep.
But yeah, other than that, Bazinga, I guess.
Yeah, Bazinga. My God. Was that the Big Bang Theory?
I think it was, yeah. Oh, Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. Bazinga. I think. I could be wrong. Not a huge fan.
A notable lady killer.
Yeah. That's not something I'd be saying if I was trying to pick up in the Fortitude Valley, that's for sure.
Fuck no. But credit to you for actually being able to get words out of your mouth while being outside of a kebab shop in Fortitude Valley. That's a lot better than probably 75% of the males that are there.
Yeah, exactly right.
Too many cunts chewing their faces off.
Yeah. Or too blind to speak.
Too blind.
But anyway, it's always good to hear from the Ford Falcon fuckwit, but let's move on.
Hello, you slots and potential fucks. How are we, boys? It's your favourite Pommy once again. I wanted to let you know the role player struck again. Alright, so it's Paddy's Day. The Guinness are flying. I've maybe had one or two many Guinness. We're talking 20, right? It's a great night. And we end up bumping into the same group of Rockets, right? So I've gone back to hers again. And we're all there this time. And then everyone goes off and they does the bits. I'm like, sweet. And she goes, this time, Matt, you're going to dress up for me. I was like, what, really? She goes, yeah, we're going to play pilots. And I was like, all right then. She goes, in that box there is a pilot outfit. I want you to put it on, come back out. And I was like, all right, sweet. So I go inside, get it on. I'm looking unbelievable, lads. Everything is looking peachy. All right, so I walk out and I go, right, how does this pilot's aeroplane thing work? And she's laid in bed. And she goes, oh, it's really easy. You take the fuck off. yeah, cheers. Oh, boys, keep doing what you're doing. Clutzy, keep living the dream. Darcy, get fucked.
That's been a fucking big pilot's outfit.
Yeah, fucking oath. Fucking oath. Oh, good to hear from you as always, Matty.
You're the reason they fucking make you weigh your carry on the way in, because the pilot's taking up so much weight up the front, bruh.
Oh, fuck it. I was wondering where he'd go with that one, and I'm not disappointed at all.
No. We always love hearing from our least favourite Pom. Let us know how your brother Sam is, because he's our favourite. But yeah, shout out to you.
Fucking aye.
Moving on.
Hey lads, wind how chime. Are we?
Good wind chime.
We could have the wrong call here, but
yeah, no, I'm doing all right. Thanks for that. Just a quick question. Do you reckon it's a stitch-up or a funny prank to call the hotline at Suncorp Stadium or the Gabba and, report your mate who's sitting next to you in the seat next year for, abuse or whatever it is, so the seckies come down and get them? You know the buddy helpline they have at the buddy stadiums?
Yes.
I reckon it's a pretty funny prank, to be honest. But I know we're not a AFL podcast as such, but go St Kilda. Wind chime out.
That is fucking funny ass.
I love that all the calls start with a wind chime.
Yeah, I had that in my notes, but I forgot it was wind chimes. When it started, I was like, oh, I don't remember having a wind chime fucking thing.
Fuck, that's so good. Yeah, look, that would be an all-time fucking sick. You know what would be the best? Is say you go with a mate who's from a rival team and you're absolutely pumping that team, and then to add insult to injury, you call them up and say that this bloke's been abusive.
Yeah.
So you're like, your team's losing by 40, 50 points, plus you get kicked out of the game.
I reckon it'd be almost even funnier to do it like if you have friends at the game who aren't sitting with you and be like, where are you sitting? I'll come and find you or whatever. And then just ring up and be like, the person in this seat. But
that would be so fucked.
I wonder what the repercussions would be. Would you just get kicked out? Would that be it?
I think so. They'd come down and be like, mate, we have reports that you're being quite abusive.
Yeah.
Get the fuck
out. Surely they just keep an eye on you, right? Like, yeah. I don't know.
It'd be pretty fucking funny. I'd be so mad. Yeah, if I was at the footy and said that to me, I'd be so fucking mad.
Man, I've got my kids here. Yeah. This guy's just going off his fucking
And what
rocker.
Do you say if they come up to you? Oh, have you been, there's been reports you've been abusive. Well, I haven't. It's like, well, that's what you would say.
Yeah, that's what you... Yeah, you, there's no way that you can't get out of it, really. Yeah. You'd hope that there'd be some absolute legend that's sitting near,
near you. Yeah, they can just vouch like, for you. Yeah.
That's not true. What's happening. Yeah. Fuck, that would be funny.
Yeah, that would be good.
Who do you reckon would get the most pissed off
out
of our mates for that?
I'd be up there. I'd be pretty mad. Yeah. I don't know if I'd make a scene about it, like, at the time, but I'd be fucking off it.
Yeah,
like,
you,
I'd be
you probably wouldn't say much, but you'd get the stone cold face.
I'd be afterwards, I'd be saying a lot. Yeah. Like, at the time.
I reckon my favourite person to do it to would probably be Eden.
Yeah.
Because he'd be so clueless.
Jackson as well,
especially
if he was real pissed.
Yeah. There's a bloke with tennis elbow who's just been harping on about it and also abusing the opposition.
Yeah. Be gentle with him.
Yeah, be gentle. But
he loves getting injured.
Roughly, roughly. Yeah, if you touch him too hard, he'll fucking come up with another mysterious injury.
That could be a good fucking topic for next week's thing. Give us a call and tell us about one of your friends who's had a fucking stupid injury.
Yeah.
Because our mate's had so many. I think we've covered off
all of them at the moment.
He wore a fucking splint on his finger for like 8 weeks because he got a fucking repetitive strain injury from playing PlayStation.
That will never not be lived down.
He currently now has tennis elbow, which is apparently keeping him out of the boxing gym. But I'm like, whatever.
He doesn't even play tennis.
No. He can still play golf, but he can't come to the boxing gym.
Can't come to boxing.
Interesting.
Yeah, I wonder what that's... I wonder what's really happening.
Yeah.
There, you know?
Yeah. Maybe lay off having so many wanks. Let's move on.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Good, Ball. How are you?
Yeah, doing well myself, thank you.
That's the way.
Now... I just want to get your thoughts on something. I was in the office today and I needed to go to the loo. So I walk in there and it's a pretty standard office urinal layout. There are four urinals there. And as I walk in, there's already a bloke, you know, standing there, having a wee. Now, as I unzip and unsheath, ready to release the flow of, you know, the ice long black of the morning, this guy lets out a bit of a fart.
Nice.
And so in reply, as my flow is released, simultaneously release my own fart, to which this guy has a little chuckle. I have a chuckle. We nod. And he walks out, washes his hands and leaves. Now, I've never seen this bloke before, and I probably won't again due to the large size of the office I work in. But I just wanted to see what you guys thought. Office urinal farts couth or uncouth? And on that, are there any other public toilets where, you know, farting's couth or not couth? Like, obviously, the pub, hilarious. But, you know, where else is play on?
I fucking cut that off, that recording as well, but he called himself, like, the oftenest urinal farter or something at the end as well. Yeah. Fuck, that got me
Holy
so good.
Holy fuck, that's so funny.
The chuckle is so funny. Yeah. Man, I imagine
when
standing
like, to each other.
I imagine him standing in full, like, corporate attire, like, button-ups and chinos, and just farting and then going, and nodding and walking down.
Do you know what I do at home all the time? If I'm pissing.
Chuckle at your own farts.
Dude, I just go, ooh. And the girls are every single time. That's so it's funny. Like at least once every 15 minutes. It's just like.
The fart in the office, like urinal, is a brave fart because obviously it worked out. I think it's like risk reward, right? Like that's a very risky fart. You could fart in the office urinal and get someone who's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they could end up to be the CEO of the business and get you sacked. Or. You could fart in a urinal and it's so much funnier because there's high risk.
I would be going straight to fucking HR and Channel 9, Channel 7, every fucking news publication if some cunt tried to fucking fire me for farting at the urinal.
Man, that was a fucking, I've blown that out of proportion, but you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Like there would be people out there that would try and do that. It's little.
But you know what I mean? Like the fact that he's done it when he shouldn't have done it is what made it funny and they've both chuckled at each other.
Yeah.
Whereas- Could have gone very south.
Well, it's sort of like, to me, it's like a tennis match there.
Yeah.
One person returning served serve. It up and he's returned serve straight
away. He's just
away.
Fucking stepped up to the net and just slammed that thing back down.
Old mate thought he was going to get an ace. Yeah. No, he's just
Take
returned
this,
it
Nick
back.
Kyrgios, bro. Yeah,
boom. See you later. And it's like, oh, good job. yeah, I also think, like, I am not opposed to farting anytime you have to piss.
Yeah.
Because, like, otherwise, there's some occasions when you're pissing, you simply can't not fart. Like, if you have a fart, you can't not fart and get the piss out at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not going to happen.
Not possible.
So, I like doing it at the stadiums as well.
Yeah, very good. I reckon
that always happens. The only thing that,
packed house.
Yeah, packed house. The only thing that I get a bit of head noise about is if someone's walking behind me.
Yeah.
If you're on like the edges.
Yep.
And you just like farted on someone. But at the same time, probably don't walk within firing range. Don't walk that close.
Yeah, like it literally is like the fucking firing range.
Yeah. It's fucked.
Firing range
guy. Yeah, well, it is.
20 urinals all facing back towards you. Yeah, not a spot you want to be. Yeah.
No, definitely not. No, I'm a massive fan.
Yeah, I can't think of anywhere else that maybe like if you're meeting your girlfriend's parents for the first time and you go into their bathroom. Like,
yeah.
But again, like if they're judging you for that,
yeah.
Do you want to be a part of that family?
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
Not.
That's true. I still like to try and be semi-respectful with that.
Yeah. But I think that you can still be respectful, but if it slips out, like to be judged by
it
that.
It is what it
be,
is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're not a grub. You're doing it in the toilet.
Yeah. What would you prefer me to do? Just sit out here and fucking
yeah, do you want me to fucking trump it on your couch?
I will.
Oh, thanks for this delicious steak.
4 days later, you'd be going, what the fuck? Something smells like shit in here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I tell you
Was on the couch for 15 minutes.
If I was ostracized for my farting...
You would have faced the firing range.
Yeah, fucking oath. And
a long time ago.
You know what? And if I'd come across people who judged me for farting and all that sort of shit, like I'd never be in a relationship.
You'd have no friends.
I'd be the biggest loner on planet Earth.
You'd be a hermit, like not leaving your fucking fart smelling house.
Fucking oath. Call me a crab. Just live in my little shell.
Yep. Of methane.
You have methane and just keep fucking
constant
farting.
Dutch oven.
You'd be so cooked. Imagine just adding to that all the time.
Just the slow build up of methane. Anyway, should we move on?
I'll tell you what though.
Yeah.
I would love the opportunity to just bottle farts.
Would ya?
Just release them.
Yeah. You could do that. Why can't you do that?
Well, I don't know. I don't have bottles on me.
Yeah. Fair point.
Otherwise, like imagine that. Like if someone's being a prick, you just go, fucking jog off.
Take this, brother. Yeah. You could date them all and say like what you ate the day before and stuff. You know, like March 22nd, GYG dinner. Yeah. Like, well, that's going to be a fucking
I think I was telling you the other day, we tried out this African joint near Caitlin's and it was phenomenal food.
Yeah.
Some of the best food we've ever had. But I'm not sure if it was the Reuben sandwich that I had that morning in Sydney combined with the coffee. Or with all the sauerkraut.
Yeah.
I think that could have been it because I don't think I would have been able to produce that fart in that quicker time after consuming the African. Mean.
Yeah. Too close.
But holy fuck. What I was producing last Friday night will go down as some of the best / worst farts ever. The stench was phenomenal. It was so, so bad.
It's funny how farts can be the best and the worst. You know what I mean? Like the worst fart is the best.
Yeah. Like... when it was coming out, I was like, oh, wow, this is fucking sick. But I just knew that it was going to smell bad.
Like, the ones when you like you go to bed and you're doing it, you're like, my room's going to smell like shit when I wake up.
Yeah, Caitlin wonders why I want the fan and the aircon on all the time. It's called circulation, babe, so we don't choke on my own fucking shit
particles. Our power bill's $1,000 a month.
Yeah, well.
Well, would you rather that or die a slow, painful smell. Death?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck. It's called methane.
Yeah, you don't have pink eye, love.
Surprise you pay. Let's move on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store.
And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I like Clutch and also Das. It's the Ford Falcon fuckwit. Not in the Falcon, but I'm a... I've been a fuckwit, doing a little bit of carpentry work. Just thought I'd share this little yarn of an interaction I had with a lady recently. You know, matching her on Tinder, and we get to talking a little bit. Long story short, she invites me over to her place because it's a fucking 5-minute walk on the Foot Falcons. So I, before I go over there, you know, I decide to do the wise thing and crank one out. And, you know, it was a wise choice. Both of us had a good time. The job was done. Definitely fucking snapped it into fifth. It was a good day out. And, I told her on a whim that, before I came over, I'd cranked one out. And she said, "What's the logic behind that?" And I said to her, "Oh, love, got to release a single before you drop the album, mate." Ford Falcon forever, Commodore never. Get fucked and keep fucking.
Holy fuck! I did not expect this. The man's got a point, though.
He does have a point.
The man's got a point. He doesn't miss.
No.
Fucking
brave
hell.
Move to tell her that.
Yeah, tell you, fuck. Imagine dealing with the Ford Falcon fuckwit.
It'd be absolutely pleasure.
It'd be so up front.
Oh yeah.
He'd just tell you how everything is.
Yeah, this is what's happening. This is how it is.
There's some girls at the gym that could have done with the Ford Falcon fuckwit this morning.
What?
You know those two sisters?
Yeah, yeah.
They came back in and they were like, "Do you know anything about cars?" And I just laughed.
Was their car fucked?
She's like, "I got the fuel injectors fixed up the other day, but I've just turned on the car and all I can smell is fuel in the car."
Oh,
I was like,
"You
fuck.
Lost me at fuel the fuck they're called, injectors."
I was like, "Oh fuck, might want to get acquainted with that smell then, because I don't think anyone's helping you here."
Also, there's a mechanic next door to the gym.
But
they would have had to drive through the mechanic shop to get it out.
Ford Falcon fuckwit, if you want to help out some girls next Friday at 5:45, come to Nitro Boxing, and you might
Roadie Road Champside
might be able to flex your skills.
Also, vote for Nitro Boxing is the best gym in Triple M's poll.
Yep.
Go to their Instagram. It's there. We put a story up the other day. We'd appreciate if you helped them out. That's not an ad for them.
Yep.
They're just helping us out, get ready for the fight. So we would appreciate if you could help them out.
Fucking oath. I was also just thinking then, like, a 5-minute walk on the Foot Falcon, and he's just gone and cranked one out beforehand. Like, I wonder what time of day and stuff is this happening as well? Because, like, the... just being able to just on a whim just go boom out 5 minutes, here we go. Like, the dude is just working absolute clockwork here, right?
Yeah, he doesn't fuck
about. Holy
out.
Shit.
Can
you imagine, all right, it's like maybe he's like just knocked off from work or something. It's like 2 o'clock in the arvo. And then he gets this message on the way home. He's like, "Oh, well, fuck it. Straight inside, strip off, boom,
bang.
Shower, walk."
Yeah.
It's all within a half an hour period. It's like, that is efficiency. Efficiency. That is absolute peak. That is efficiency.
Yeah.
If there's anyone out there that wants to get with the Ford Falcon, I think you should.
Yeah.
Because he's sounds literally like a good time. The most well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
And knob.
Let's move on.
Das, the Poo Professor here. Long time, no call. Just calling you currently from beautiful Kenya. I think this may be the first call from the African continent, but I may be wrong with that. Anyway, my job out here often entails driving around, looking at animals, and then picking up their shit. So tell me why I'm stuck in the fucking lab at fucking 12:30, because nothing will fucking work. Yeah, it's really getting to me, boys. Anyway, I was thinking the other day, if you and Klotzy were out here, what animals would you be? And I think for Klotz, it's pretty obvious. He's a charismatic, big fellow. I think he'd be the lion. But for Darcy, It took me a bit longer to think, and then it came to me. Darcy would be like an impala or a gazelle.
I was thinking a gazelle.
You may not think they're important, but without them, the fucking lion would die and starve, which I think is a metaphor for this podcast, because we all know Klutz does fuck all, and Darcy carries everything. Right. See you, boys.
I think a gazelle's too fast for me, though.
I was thinking a gazelle because it seems like a long-distance runner.
Yeah.
Because it can get away from the lion, who is short over, who is fast over a shorter distance.
Yeah, true.
But, fuck, yeah, it raises a lot of questions, doesn't it?
It does.
I think a lion would be good.
Yeah, I didn't expect too many arguments from you yet.
No, definitely not.
Gave me a nod, like, yep. I'll cop that. King of the jungle, yep.
Fucking eye. There's a lot of lions seem to, when they're at the top as well, they just fucking chill.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to crunch time, yep. That cunt gets
when
up.
When space opens up on the wing and you've got a short ball.
Fucking oath. Or if there's an option straight up the middle, yeah. He's straight there.
Yep.
The other thing I was thinking as well was a jaguar.
For yourself?
Yeah, just because they're lightning quick.
Okay.
And they like to spring into action. And
big cats?
Yeah, big cats. They are known to also swing from the trees.
Yeah, sure.
I don't really swing in trees, but it'd be pretty cool to
do.
Yeah,
but it's a metaphor.
Yeah, it is a metaphor. The other thing, probably a giraffe.
Yeah.
Just because my head's always stuck in the clouds.
No one can reach your head.
Yeah, and I'm always just out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I think giraffes are always out of it. Hippopotamus, I do like the water. And they're fucking huge.
They are big.
And also, there is that hilarious video of a hippopotamus that does that, the fart with the shit going everywhere. I could probably emulate
that. Do similar,
that.
Yeah.
Imagine what I could do if I was a hippopotamus.
Oh. You'd be in the freak show.
Tell you what, the OYO toilets wouldn't have survived if I was a hippopotamus.
And they nearly didn't anyway.
Yeah. Holy.
Shout out to the American plumbing system.
True, they actually didn't. We had to come up with a way to fix that fucking thing. Hey?
Oh, yeah, it actually was busted.
Yeah.
That was annoying.
I was really...
Fuck, I don't miss that bathroom.
Nah, definitely not. Lack of water pressure.
Oh, worst. And it took so long to get hot. Maybe that was just because I was so fucking rattled every time I went in there.
Yeah. I was thinking that I wish I had more of a knowledge of the toilets. Because how good would it have been if I could just go, I'll fix this and we get free accommodation?
What do you mean?
Well, because like the toilet's technically fucked, but we came up with a way to not...
Have it fucked.
Have it proper fucked. But if there was a very simple fix, I could have just weaseled our way and just be like...
Oh, our toilet was fucked the whole time.
Toilet was fucked. I actually fixed it for you.
Yep.
Give us our money back, cunt.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Would have been smart.
Would have been really good.
Probably just like 3 weeks too late there, man.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking it. But that's what I wish I had the knowledge because I wouldn't have been able to.
Yeah.
How about next time you listen to the words before you have a go, cunt?
How about next time you finish your apprenticeship, cunt? Fix the toilet.
Fuck no. That was not my job. My job was to put pipe in the ground.
You weren't fucking working on toilets.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I was working on toilets, but not in that sense. I worked
you were getting
a lot
paid
of
to be on toilets.
Yeah. Fucking oath. I put in some hard yards on those portaloos.
Making the toilets work, more likely.
Oh, yeah, bruh.
Fuck. Portaloos all over Brisbane are rejoicing that Clutzy's become a full-time podcaster. That's
I'll
for
tell
sure.
You what, I'm rejoicing I'm not fucking stuck in those hot boxes.
Fucking oath, go.
Jesus.
Fuck that.
Sort of miss it.
Let's move on.
Street hooligan here. Not on Hindley Street, but I'm still a hooligan. Hope all you frothies having a good Saturday night. Just cracked open a can of Black Rats. I'm about... 3/4 of a carton down. It is 8:42 South Australian time.
Hopefully,
I love your potty, Darcy. Klutz, you're the absolute weapons. Klutzy, I respect your rig and I love how you show it off. Darcy, I just love your dedication to the frothies and, you know, always making sure that we're always on top of merch drops and everything else. And to the frothies, I fucking love the community that we have built together. Even though I've just been recently calling in, I've been listening since double digit episodes. Same with the Alpha Blokes, same with Two Flogs. I was a first digit listener with the Two Flogs. Anyway, boys and ladies of the frothy alpha blokes, two flogs, the knuckles, every other podcast community, have a ripper Saturday night. Finally, street hooligan out.
Few fucking rums under the belt.
Fuck it. Yeah, fair few rums by the sounds of things.
That's fine.
I'm excited to have a black rat with that man.
Oh, yeah.
Get a bloke and a black rat.
It's been a while since I've had a black rat.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. Yeah. Delicious. I've got half a bottle just sitting on my desk at home.
Yeah.
From when I watched the Elimination Chamber with Herdy
and Buck. Of course, yeah.
And I look at it and just go,
fuck, you've done well to drink half a bottle of black rat, watch WWE, and not end up with like a broken bone.
Yeah, I know.
But I would be frog splashing cunts off the bed and shit.
Maybe I was, but I'm just that fucking dominant.
Yeah, just athletic. Also, I'd hate to be frog splashed by you, bro.
Yeah, dude, that'd be so fucked. Holy.
That would be horrendous.
Imagine the velocity coming down, because the heavier it is, the quicker they fall.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right.
Boom, cunt. Yeah. Straight into that ring.
You know what your finishing move should be? Similar to Rikishi, where he just like shoved his ass in people's face. Yeah, that, yeah. You'd kill people.
Well, they used to, Rikishi, he was like the big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he used to be tag team partners with Scotty Too Hotty, who did the worm.
Was he? Yeah, hang on.
I think Rikishi might have passed away. RIP. Yeah,
and he had like a couple of different names at some points, hey? Because on one of the WWE games, his move used to be, and he used to come out in like a velvet suit. Yeah, and he used to like do this, and then he'd just jump on the back and like dry hump people. That's my finisher.
Shit. The dry hump.
Yeah.
I would dry hump you to death.
Oh. It'd be so fucked. Well, dude, imagine that, because it'd be like a floppy fish going up and down.
Yeah.
So like all the way to the front, now it's at the back.
The thing is with you, unlike a floppy fish, them being out of water, they'll eventually die. You can just go and go and go and go and go and go and go.
That's true.
Especially if you take the Ford Falcon fuckwits advice and pull yourself off before.
Fucking hell. Jesus.
Fifth gear.
Straight to fifth gear. Nice and lubricated. Good luck to anyone's back.
Shout out to the WWE Elimination Chamber.
Yep. Shout out to the Hindley Street Hooligan, and shout out to Black Rats.
Yeah. Shout out to everyone and the Frothies, everyone. Probably got time for one more. That's half an hour. Yeah, we'll go one more.
Clatterus, how you bulls going?
Good bull. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Larrick and Locksmith here.
Love it here,
your latest potty about the old Big Dub selling fucking tattoo guns. I don't think Big Dub has to worry, because you can buy those fuckers on eBay. I got on a bender probably about 12 years ago, probably half the reason why I don't drink anymore. Purchased one on a Saturday night around a fire, completely forgot about it. The fucking thing rocked up 2.5 weeks later. Inks, tattoo gun, you name it, stencils, whatever. And now, because I got on the piss again with the boys, I've got the most pathetic excuse of a fucking skull with a scroll that says EST 1991 on my fucking thigh that my tattooist now refuses to cover over because it's fucking a piss take. But yeah, I don't think Big W has to worry about any of that sort of shit when you can buy that stuff on eBay. Love yous. Cheeks in your cheeks, give them fucking heaps. Dream big, fart loud. Love
you. Fucking oath. Tell you what, eBay would be responsible for a lot of dumb shit that people have done.
Oh, 100%.
The amount of stuff you can find. Well, not even just eBay. Like eBay just used to be the shopping thing you used to go to. Hey?
Yeah.
Because it was just like...
I'm pretty sure now eBay, I haven't used it in ages, but I'm pretty sure it's not even like a bidding system. You know what I mean? Like people just sell, like we could sell merch on eBay and there's like, there could be 100 shirts.
Yeah, you can set a buy now option.
Yeah, okay.
But you can put up your secondary shit and have the bidding still.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, you could put up a tattoo kit and be like, this is how much it is, buy now.
Yeah.
Boom. So yeah, you got all your little shops and shit on there. eBay really was a pioneer with that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But now I remember
being in auctions for shit and it'd be like a minute to go. You're like, holy fuck, am I going to get this? Am I going to get this? You get outbid at the last minute.
Bro, I remember I got given like 40 or 50 bucks for my birthday one year and I really wanted to get some Star Wars Lego.
Shocked me.
Yeah, I know. But the new one, like the new Legos were just like too expensive and I wasn't really into what it was. So I ended up getting I was with mum for so long watching this fucking X-Wing old school X-Wing on eBay with the auctions. Like every day we'd watch it. She's like, let's just set our amount or whatever.
Yeah.
Thought someone went over the top of me and I was like, nah, this is fucked. We ended up winning it.
Get in.
But the most disappointing thing, I was building it all and mum was like, oh, you got to be careful because it is secondhand, so it might not have everything.
Oh, no.
There was a couple of parts missing that I ended up using other stuff for, but I forgot how old I was at the time, but I threw the biggest fucking tantrum.
Yeah.
I was distraught.
Yeah.
And that's when I learned eBay is a cunt. And you got to be careful.
Hopefully, and there's they never some want to people sponsor the out podcast.
There. Nah, well, okay, not eBay. I do actually love eBay. I still purchase a bit off there. It's a good gear turn, eh? People on eBay can be cunts. Oh,
the 180.
Yeah, the map. Yeah, definitely a big 180.
Lucky it's late in the piece. Surely yeah, exactly. No one from eBay is listening still.
If you are, please reach out. Because I really like what you've done now. We did reach out to the dude. Mum sent a very strongly worded email and we got some replacement pieces or some, or he refunded us some
something,
shit.
Yeah.
Something like that. But
a make good, if you will.
Yeah. But otherwise, I tell you what, little Joshy, not happy.
Not a happy camper.
Not a happy boy.
Oh, well, you live and you learn, Klutz.
Yep, that's it.
Thank you all for listening. That's been 34 minutes, surely. That's fucking just about time. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you all.
Yep.
Send this to all your mates. Get them to listen. Let's fucking blow the streaming numbers up.
Send it to one other person. We haven't done that for a while. No, send it to a mate. See if they like it. If they don't,
tell them to
enough.
Get fucked.
Yeah, tell them to get fucked. So,
special guest coming on Wednesday for an interview, Julian Woods.
Ah, yes.
We got to record that.
Yeah.
Before Wednesday, Tuesday maybe.
Yes. Wait. So we usually do.
Yeah, just the usual. Except there'll be someone else on, not just us two. So stay tuned for that, and we'll see you very soon.
Righto. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Klutzy and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK, okay. Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically.
BBB Boost Week. So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off using that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000 worth.
Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.